good to have Sunshine back with us for a few days. I want to welcome you to auditorium class this morning. As you note on the screen, we are in lesson 6, which we are going to be talking about the Holy Spirit and His involvement with the New Testament. Last week, we discussed the Old Testament. And from here on out, we should be in some very interesting topics, considering the controversy that still goes on today in churches about, there's many that speak in tongues. Some speak in tongues in their service, some do it in prayer, and a lot of people believe that. So we're going to look at that and many other interesting topics before this class ends. Before we begin, let's start with a word of prayer. Our eternal God, we come to you this morning thankful for another beautiful day, thankful for the blessings we enjoy through Christ. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to be together as your children this morning. As we look into your word, we pray for your guidance that we may grow to know you better and understand your will and be more dedicated to serving you and reaching out to the lost in this area. We pray, Father, that you be with the teachers this hour as we look into your word and discuss it with others and try to gain a better knowledge of your will. Bless us as your children, and especially do we pray for those that are unable to be with us due to sickness and illness. And we know, Father, that you're capable of comforting them and guiding the hands of the nurses and doctors that see to their needs. If it be thy will, may they be able to be back and join us again. We pray, Father, that you forgive us of those wrongs in our life as we turn from them. Give us strength to recognize our errors and to grow stronger and be able to overcome the wickedness in the world. These prayers and petitions we ask in Christ's name. Amen. As I mentioned a moment ago, we are going to look at the activity of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, what all was involved in presenting that. And I'm really coming along with this. It took me one lesson to figure out how to work the mic, and last week I figured out how to turn this on. So we're doing a little bit better. As you know, the New Testament gives us a record of the revelation of God to man, and the New Testament it's with us today. It's been with us for 2,000 years. And so we want to ask the question, did the writers of the New Testament fraudulently impose it upon the world of their own imagination? If the New Testament is not inspired, then we don't have a complete record of Christ as the revelation of God to man. If it's not inspired, we don't have history, the origin of Christianity. The New Testament contains in full the one and only account of the origin of Christianity. There may be many fragments of the New Testament found in writings of the early Christians, and even some in secular history, but nowhere is there to be found a different New Testament. We should also remember that the church existed nearly a quarter of a century before even the first book of the New Testament was written. So then, how could the books of the New Testament have been forged and passed off as genuine? The only rational conclusion is that they were given by the Holy Spirit, as the internal evidence shows in our Bibles. The New Testament presents a wide range of activities of the Holy Spirit. It discusses His advent, His person, and especially His relation to God. From the New Testament, we may see historical evidence of His relation to the salvation of souls. There's about 264 references to the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Many times the reference is just to the Spirit, or to the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of Christ. Often a simple or a casual study of the activity